What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Courage Molina, coming to you with the DOC, Dose of Courage, giving you what you need to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to go after everything God said you can have. Let's go. Hey. What's good, y'all? So excited to be here, episode 10. Welcome back to all of those who have been rocking with me on A Dose of Courage. And for those who go way back, right, to Courageous Living, so excited that you stayed with me. Glad to have you. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. Go ahead and subscribe. I think you're going to like it here. You don't want to miss these bomb episodes. All this fire I lay down for you. Okay, so just go ahead, join the community. You won't regret it. Thank you guys for all the sharing. Every week we have more and more downloads because you are sharing. So continue to share. I really appreciate it. I love that this is a podcast that is a true representation of who I am and that, you know, it really resonates with you. So I appreciate you guys sharing and the reviews and the rating. Thank you so much. Keep it coming. I love it when you guys share me on your Instagram, your Insta story, and at me, at Courage Molina. Absolutely love that. I love getting the emails too, actually. Let me just say this. In general, I love hearing from you guys. Absolutely love to hear from you and love to see that this is impacting you and you love it enough to share it. So thank you. I definitely don't take it for granted. Let me talk about our sponsor a little bit. This episode is brought to you by The Courage Circle. And The Courage Circle is community-based coaching for women who are ready to be intentional about growing in their faith. It's an amazing community with lots of workouts, right? Spiritual workouts, things for you to do, things for you to consume to help you get that faith muscle up. If you would think for a bit what you would do if you had bolder faith, if you were more confident, and if you were courageous enough to just go for it, this group will help you get there. This community-based coaching will definitely help you to get to that place. So check it out. Go to couragemolina.com, click the link for the Courage Circle, or check it out in the show notes. You will not regret it. So listen, this is my favorite time of year, y'all. Favorite. It is the time of year. The weather is getting better. I want to do way more shopping and just like decorating for the house. I want to cook more. I want to bake more. I just love it. It's also the time of year, though, where I start to realize that there are only 3 months left in the year. And I'm like, okay, what have I accomplished? Do I have enough time to accomplish any of the goals that I set at the top of the year? Is there enough time for me to check off any of those goals, right? And then depending on where I am, I will either toss out the rest of the year, which is insane, toss out a full 12 weeks, or I will be doing something equally as insane and saying, okay, let me see if I can lose, you know, 70 pounds in the next 3 months so that I can say that I met my goal for the year. Just crazy. But because the year, like we still have this last quarter of the year, I want to start thinking about like where you will be 12 months from now. Because this is the thing. Like time is just this, it's on a continuum. It's always going, always moving. And the alternative of you being here 12 months from now is that some type of tragedy would happen, right? So let's just all assume that we will be alive and well 12 months from now. Let's do so in faith and thanking God that 12 months from now, we will still be on this earth. That's wonderful. And because we believe we're going to be on this earth 12 months from now, the question is, where will you be? What will you be doing? Like, where will you be as it relates to like living your best life? Will you be healthier? Right? Physically, mentally healthier. We think about the things that people write down for their New Year's resolutions. We kind of wait for this arbitrary time. We wait until January 1st. We wait until Monday. We wait until the first of the month. We wait until someday, right? My birthday, something. We're kind of putting it off. But if we just say, okay, today, based on where I am today, where would I like to be 12 months from now? Kind of give me an idea of what my goals are, what my true desires are, right? Then if I look at my life and my daily activities, ask myself, if I continue along the same activity lines and level that I've been on for, say, the past 30 days, the past 365 days, will I be closer to where I want to be 12 months from now? So think about these areas, right? So no matter what your goals are, they are related to one of these things. You want to be healthier, whether it's physically or mentally, right? Everybody wants to lose weight, 30 pounds, 50 pounds, 10 pounds, or become more flexible or put on weight, whatever. Something dealing with health, wealthier. There's always a goal related to money. We want to have more money, less debt. We want to be earning more, saving more. We want to have something more as it relates to money. Spiritually stronger. Some of us are making commitments. You know, this year I'm going to go to church every Sunday. I'm going to go to Bible study. I'm going to start reading my Bible. Some of us want to be more mindful, right? I'm going to meditate. I'm going to take the time to slow down and meditate. I'm going to own my emotions this year. I'm going to have better relationships. I'm going to be married, dating, divorced, whatever, something. Sometimes our goals for the year are related to relationships. I want to have more fun. Whatever those goals are, they're all intended to help us to get closer to our best life or our dream life. This is a question, though. Like, there's no shortage of goals. There's no shortage of resolutions. There's no shortage of our wants and desires. The question is, how, Sway? How are you going to get there? If you have previously been unsuccessful in reaching your goals in the 12 months or by the end of the year, or if you're looking at your life right now, I don't care what month you're hearing this, and you're thinking, man, if I continue with what I've been doing for the past couple weeks, if I continue that for the next 365, I will not be closer to my goal. If that's you, then this podcast, this episode is just for you. Sometimes we have great success in one of those areas. I have great success as it relates to work. I have great success as it relates to relationships and growing spiritually. But let me tell you this. When it comes to having more fun, those goals, I very rarely, it's probably not going to happen. When it comes to getting healthier and wealthier, I have not stuck to those goals either. I haven't accomplished them. There are some areas where it's like every year, if I make goals, this is what I'm going to do, this is how it works, and I get it done. And then there are some areas where it's like, why do you even put that on your list? It didn't happen last year. What makes you think it's going to happen this year? How is it going to happen? This is the thing. There are three, I'm going to give you a bonus too. There are three things that I truly believe will help you to get closer to your best life in the next 12 months. The first thing is clarity. Listen, not this fake, false clarity. Super clear on what you want and thinking about why you want it too, to make sure it's actually authentic to you. Taking away all of the limitations, the perceived limitations about what you can achieve at your age, with your education, in your city, with your family dynamic, with your background, whatever. Forget about all of those things. Go back to this place where children live, right? Children live in this place where if you ask them what they want to be, they tell you what they want to be with no consideration of like logic, science. I want to be a princess. Well, are there really princesses? What would it take for this young girl to be a princess? I want to slay dragons. Do dragons actually exist? What will it take for this kid to be, right? We don't do that to children. We're just excited. They want to be a dragon slayer. They want to be superheroes. I'm going to be Iron Man. Huh. What a lofty goal, little friend, right? They allow their imagination to run wild without any restrictions. And so I want you to start there. And I know we're talking about clarity. And so at first glance, it doesn't seem like your imagination should play any part. But it has to. Because in order to get crystal clear on what you truly desire, you have to lose the chains of doubt and logic and what is possible for a person like you, whatever that means, based on the experiences that you've had. So what do I mean by that? It's difficult for me to get clear on what I want. if I don't believe that what I want is actually possible because of what I've always known, because of my limited education, because of my limited resources, whatever. It's difficult for me to get clear about my true desires to get me closer to my, you know, my best life. If it's clouded by fear and doubt, if it's clouded by, you know, the darkness or the difficulty of my current circumstance, my current situation. So imagination is the key to like brushing some of that stuff away, right? If you could do anything, if anything were possible, and I believe that it is. So if anything were possible, what would your best life look like? Where would you be 12 months from now if anything were possible? What could I do? If I truly believed God at his word, that he said I could ask anything in his name to the Father, and the Father would give it to me because it is to his glory that I bear much fruit. If I truly believe that I could ask God for anything, what kind of life would I design with God? So get crystal clear on what you want. Big dreams, small dreams, big things, small things. Just get crystal clear on it. And in order for you to be clear, you've kind of got to brush away some of that fog and that grime of doubt and fear and all of that, right? Get rid of that crap and just use your imagination for a second. Then get crystal clear on it. This is what I want. Say it. Allow yourself to live in the freedom of the possibility of this thing. I told somebody a few weeks back that I think that, like, honestly, I want to be the Beyonce of encouragement and empowerment in the Word of God. And I don't want to be Beyonce, right? But Beyonce is certainly a household name. Even if you don't like her, you know who she is. Facts. Whether you think she's talented or not, don't stop her shine. She goes all out. She has this great amount of confidence. She has this, you know, cult following where people are sharing every single thing she does. And I want to be the Beyonce of encouragement through the Word of God because I want people to be sharing my messages like y'all share a clip of Beyonce, like y'all share and watch the documentary, everybody watching the documentary, whether they like Beyonce or not. Y'all in the beehive. Yeah, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, straight like that. No, it's not jealousy. It's not covetous. I don't want her life. But if when I have to think in my mind what I want my life to look like, how I want my impact to be. Mm-hmm. The girl wants to be the Yahtzee of encouragement and empowerment through the Word of God. Straight facts. Okay? Straight facts. So, excuse me. So, like, really, I know I'm saying like Beyonce, but seriously, like, getting really clear on what it is you want without any limitations. That's step one to see, you know, to help you get closer to the life that you want to live, closer to living your best life. You gotta kind of have to have clarity on what you want. Maybe not on what the end product is going to look like exactly, but you definitely have to be clear on what you want. The second thing that you need in order to get more or whatever in this next 12 months to accomplish more or whatever it is you need commitment, right? Actual commitment. I am committed to the process, to the sacrifice, to the investment, whatever it's going to take. I am committed to taking the steps toward this thing. And a commitment is not the same as wanting something. Wants, that don't mean nothing. Wants don't move anything either. Commitment is what makes you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning where everybody else in the house is snoring because you are committed to writing the book. All right. Commitment is the thing that makes you bow out of another dinner with the girls because you've decided to become an entrepreneur. And if you're going to have money to invest in your business so that you can see it grow, it means that you can't do Saturday night dinners and drinks every single Saturday. Right. That's what commitment looks like. Commitment looks like sacrifice. It looks like doing the things that are not fun, but everybody else is having fun. It looks like going to bed early when everyone else is staying up late so that you can get up early. It looks like going to the gym. It looks like ordering salad the day before Christmas, the day before your birthday dinner, because you are committed to long-term weight loss and you realize just because somebody brought cupcakes to the office doesn't mean that you have to have one. It's being committed to a relationship. It means, you know, willing to give, to compromise some, willing to pour in more love in this marriage because it's what it needs at this time, even when your partner is not doing so. That is what commitment looks like. It doesn't look like doing the work as long as doing the work is super easy and convenient and relatively free. That's just fake. So fake, okay? So you need to be clear on what you want, and you have to be committed to whatever that process looks like. I'm being clear. I definitely want to lose 70 pounds. I want to lose. I'm clear on my desire, but have I made a commitment? That commitment means that I might have to meal prep. I have to give up my Sunday afternoon nap so I can cook all my food for the week. It means that I'm brown bagging it at work when other people are ordering out. That's what commitment looks like. So you have to have clarity, and you have to absolutely get committed to it. Commitment is going to cost you something. There was a episode, I think it's episode 7, where I say it's going to cost you. Whatever it is you are trying to achieve, healthier, wealthier, more spiritual, emotionally, mentally, better relationships, more fun, whatever it is you're trying to achieve, it's going to cost you. That cost is going to come through the commitment, being committed even when things get difficult. And then the last thing is consistency. You can be committed and still not be consistent, right? You're willing to make the big sacrifices. You're willing to make the big investment, but you don't have these daily habits. It comes through consistency. I'm doing this workout every day, 3 days a week, 5 days a week. I am consistently apologizing first. I am consistently pouring love in. Not I poured love in even when I felt like I didn't have to because he was wrong or she was wrong or whatever, because I'm committed. I'm showing up to this, you know, therapy session or whatever. Are you consistently showing up and consistently doing the work? Because that's what brings about change. Clarity, commitment, and consistency. It's those three things that in 12 months from now, if you would get clear on your health goals, if you would get clear on the goals that you have for your finances, that you have for your spiritual growth, your emotional, your relationship, just having more fun. If you would get clear, what does more fun mean? And if you would get committed, I'm willing to give up a lunch a week so that I can save for my vacation, because being on vacation is more fun than having Panera Bread for lunch, right? And that's no knock to Panera Bread. I love Panera Bread, so just saying. There are some things you're going to, and doing that consistently, not one lunch or two lunches, like consistently over time. If you will get clear, if you will commit, and if you will be consistent for the next 12 months, I promise you, you'll be closer to your best life. This is the bonus. This is the caveat, though. It requires faith. I know. I say it every week, y'all. I say it all the time. I always come right back to this faith thing. If you haven't figured it out, like, faith is kind of a big deal. If this is your first podcast, you can rest assured that I will probably mention faith in the next 5 episodes, okay? Because faith is a huge thing. It requires faith. It requires a belief that I am deserving of the dream that's in my heart. It requires faith that is going to lead me to pray and help me to wait well and to take steps in the face of uncertainty if I'm going to be committed to the process, to do things I haven't done before so I can experience something I've never experienced before. It takes faith to be consistent even when things don't look like they're changing, because I'm not dependent on my circumstance. I'm not dependent on the number on the scale or on whether or not we've gotten to a super romantic place or whether or not I feel better. I have faith that I will be better if I stay committed to the process, if I stay consistent, and if I keep my goals and my desires and my heart clear, if I'm clear on what I'm working towards. It requires faith. It requires faith to get clear, because it's hard to say what you truly want when you don't believe that you deserve it. It's difficult to sacrifice for something that you want when you don't believe that you can have it. It is almost impossible to stay consistent in praying for a child who continues to show his behind in school. Takes faith, I believe that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So even though this boy is still going to school acting a dang on fool, I'ma stay consistently praying over him, and I'ma consistently love on him. It is difficult to believe that my finances are gonna change when every time I save $5, somebody needs $10. I'm gonna continue to be committed and consistent in my workout when I've worked out 30 days and the scale has only moved two pounds and other people around me are losing weight. I'm going to stay consistent because I'm trusting and believing in God. I believe that I can have the things that he said I could have. I believe that if I ask for anything in his name, it will be given to me. I believe that the impossible things are possible with God. So even though I've been clear and I'm committed and I've been consistent, even though things haven't changed overnight, or over the past 12 weeks, or even the past 24 weeks, I'm going to stay consistent because I have faith that God is going to give me the desires of my heart. That type of commitment and consistency and clarity comes only by faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So I'm going to encourage you to spend more time in the word. If you are ready to get to a place where you are being consistent in your faith and your growth in faith in that area, then I think the current circle is a great place for you to be. It's a place for women to be intentional about growing in their faith, because I have big dreams, and my big dreams are going to require for me to have clarity, for me to be committed, and for me to be consistent. And if you know anything about achieving goals or accomplishing anything, you know that there are times where it just doesn't seem like it's going to work, where you have doubts and you have fears. And this current circle isn't about making you fearless. It's about making you courageous enough to take steps forward, even in the face of fear, even when it seems like there's going to be a fight, even when there's a giant between you and the thing that God promised you, the thing that's in your heart. So I don't know where you'll be 12 months from now, but I want you to consider what your life could be like 12 months from now, if you had clarity in all the areas of your life that were important to you, and if you were committed to doing what is necessary to see those dreams come to pass, and you were consistent, where would you be 12 months from now? If you were consistently working out, consistently saving, consistently growing your business, consistently praying for your husband or for your children, where could your marriage be 12 months from now? Where might you be vacationing 12 months from now? If you think about that, understanding that the underlying thing, the thing that fuels that ability, that fuels that journey, is faith. And if you are ready to get serious about your faith, and you're ready to get serious about the dreams and the desires of your heart, then you want to check out the Courage Circle, just point blank, period. Yes, I talk about it every week. Yes, I'm going to talk about it every week, because this podcast is for women who need a, for men too, sorry fellas, men and women who need a dose of courage, because they are ready to be on this journey to have everything God said they could have. And God always says that we can have more than we think we deserve. He is always saying that we can have more than we think we can deserve, than we think we can achieve. In order to work for things that you don't think that you might deserve, you are unsure, you got to have some faith. And that faith needs to be intentional. So check out the Courage Circle. It's my one thing that I have to give, is helping women to become bolder in their faith and more confident. Just think, if you had 100 times more confidence, what would you try? What would you sign up for? What would your goals be? If you had more confidence, if you had more faith that God would do in your life what he said he was going to do, what would you be trying to do right now? What would you sign up for? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just so huge. So I know it's not the end of the year yet, and I don't know when you're listening to this, but I know that 12 months from now is still 12 months from now, whether you're listening to it the first week it comes out, or a year after it's been out, 12 months from now, praying and believing that we're all alive, where would you like to be 12 months from now? And understanding that it's going to take clarity, commitment, and consistency to get there. And that is fueled and supported by faith, period. I hope that you are blessed by this, that you are encouraged by this. If you were encouraged by this, do me a favor. Can you help us list out? Can you help me out? Continue to share. Share this podcast with 5 of your friends. You don't have friends? Share it with 5 people you'd like to be friends with. Share it with 5 people you feel like you owe, you want to encourage, you want to do something nice for. I'd love to see a review from you. Write a review, 5-star rating. I'd love to see you guys sharing on Instagram. So if this has blessed you, go ahead and share this thing on Insta. Tag your girl at Courage Molina. I might absolutely love to hear from y'all, man. As always, I am Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. Here declaring war on fear and doubt, encouraging you to be strong and courageous. Until next time, I love y'all.